Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome aboard here to Fox Sports On The Road. I'm your host, Michael Cohen, here on a busy, busy sports weekend here in New Jersey. Right here on Fox Sports Radio New Jersey, as well as Fox Sports Jersey Shore. Well, where should we start today, folks? Because we got so much going on. You got the NFL season going into week three. You got Major League Baseball postseason coming. We got the Yankees in the playoffs, looking for a division title now. You got the Mets on the doorstep of the playoffs as a wild card. We're going to lead things off right now with the Somerset Patriots, the Yankees' AA affiliate, right down the road from our studios here at Fox Sports Radio New Jersey. The Somerset Patriots are going back to the Eastern League, AA Eastern League Championship Series, after they topped the Hartford Yard Goats, swept the Hartford Yard Goats, in fact, in two absolutely fantastic one-run classic ball games. They won the Patriots game one earlier this past week on Wednesday, 3-2, and then came back on Thursday night and took care of business, completing the sweep against Hartford in a dramatic 4-3 win in 10 innings, as Spencer Jones once again just finds ways to stand out. He had the huge home run in game one that initially tied that game at one apiece. It was an absolute rocket off his bat as he shot right near the scoreboard in right center field in TD Bank Ballpark. And then on Thursday night, with the base hit in the 10th inning that brought in Max Burt from running around from third base to give the Patriots a 4-3 lead in a game where Somerset had a 3-1 lead, ended up losing that lead. Hartford came back initially, tied the game at 3 there in game 2. But there the Patriots were in the 10th inning and getting a big-time win when they needed it the most. Let's just take a listen in here first at the base hit by Spencer Jones.
Jones swings, grounds it sharply through the right side of base hit. Here comes Burt from third with the go-ahead run. Spencer Jones comes through with his second hit of the game through the infield, which was in. He got it past Amador and brings home Burt with the game's fourth run.
And then, of course, that all set up for the bottom of the 10th inning. The Somerset Patriots get the clincher on a double play ball right up the middle to shortstop and Alexander Vargas, who, aside from Spencer Jones, Vargas had the huge series as well. He had the game-winning infield single that brought in the winning run in game one. He had a infield single that ended up bringing in two runs in game two, thanks in big part to an error by Hartford. His speed was amazing on the base paths, and of course, he finds a way to end the game. Let's take a listen in.
Thompson swings, grounds it up the middle. Shortstop Vargas runs to second, throws to first. Victory! Somerset's going back to the championship series for the second time in the last 3 years. They'll mob Lorenzo in front of the pitcher's mound. It's a game-ending double play started by Vargas. A dogpile on top of Vargas behind second base. The Patriots are going to play championship series baseball.
That, of course, Stephen Cusimano, the play-by-play voice of the Somerset Patriots, as the Patriots on their way to the Eastern League Championship Series. It will all begin on Sunday evening. Now, at the time of the recording of this, there is a Game 3 coming up. Now, of course, by the time you hear this, you'll know who the opponent is, whether it's the Akron Rubber Ducks or the Erie Seawolves. Those two teams playing a Game 3 on Friday night. But that's the next opponent for Somerset. One of those two teams, that's who they'll face. And it begins on Sunday night on the road for Game 1. And then the page will turn to Games 2 and possibly even Game 3 back at Somerset. That's right, Games 2 and 3 will be at the TD Bank Ballpark at 6:35. Obviously, go to the website, SomersetPatriots.com, for all the information you need as far as tickets are concerned. But this is a Patriots team that really has been galvanized over the last month plus. They have played some of the most inspired baseball that you will find out there in any form of professional organized baseball. They have gone now, if you include the two games against Hartford, the Somerset Patriots over their last now 32 games have gone 24-8. 24-8. Just think about that for a second. They have been outstanding. And Spencer Jones has been at the center of it. 14 for 39 with three homers, six RBIs, and seven runs scored over his last 10 games. And if you go even further back, the numbers just stand out for itself. Hey, look, the man has been named the Eastern League Player of the Week twice during this stretch for Somerset. That's how impressive it has been for the Patriots. But it's not only that. It's also the pitching, too. Bailey Dees racking up strikeouts one after the other. In fact, we had an opportunity after game one. Had opportunity after game one to catch Billy Dees and in the postgame, because he pitched in the first game of that series, pitched very well, went 6 2/3 innings, gave up only a couple of runs, struck out 9 of that game. In fact, it was the 10th time this year in which he has struck out 9 or more in a game. And he revealed a couple of great insights. He talked about how this clubhouse has been galvanized, how everyone's been pulling for one another, and also spoke a little bit about a little bit of a catchphrase that's caught on with the Somerset Patriots of late called Gas Up the Tanks. First, let's take a listen in to that interview with the one and only Bailey Dees.
Like, I feel good enough, and I wouldn't mind if there were 5-6 more starts to go. So,
speaking of keep on pitching, you came out, I think, at the 84 pitch mark. Did you kind of want to fight a little bit to stay in there, or feel like you had more to take there?
I didn't know how many pitches I was at. I was at 84, so yeah. I mean, I wasn't looking at the scoreboard, but I mean, it's the coach's call, and if there was a better matchup, you know, Watson came in and shut it down, so I'm glad he was able to get the job done.
As the moments of that game kind of inch on, can you kind of feel the energy in the crowd? Is it getting a little bit more intense, the deeper into the game that you're getting?
Yeah, I think we could sense it. The crowd could sense it. You know, we were 2-2 there in the eighth inning, and the crowd wants to see a win, bring a championship to Somerset, so you can really feel the energy here, and I think we're all feeding off that as a team. And, you know, I think this team's just in a great spot right now. The togetherness, the chemistry, you know, it's there. It's at an all-time high right now. It's just great. The support here all year has been phenomenal. You know, I've loved playing here all year. The fans have been nothing but supportive. So it's been like that all year. The fans here are awesome.
You said you feel great. I mean, you feel like you're stuck in the beginning of the year, kind of like a partner reliever. Are you surprised how good you feel at the end of the year, kind of the starter more?
Honestly, yeah. I mean, throughout the year, I went through some ups and downs as far as, like, health, how it felt. And I think it ultimately was just finding a routine that worked for me. And I feel like I'm at a point now where I'm comfortable with my routine. And it's allowing me to kind of bounce back a little bit easier start to start. So,
how do you feel just overall about the results that you've had this season, you know, with so many more innings, just being a workhorse for this team, really?
Yeah. I think my goal going into this year was, you know, just – be that consistent guy that can get 5-6 innings an outing for the team and last the whole year. That's pretty much, that was my goal. So, you know, I'm happy with it. The innings, like, over double what I'm used to. So, you know, I feel good about it. There were some ups and there were some downs. And there's a lot that I'm going to kind of review this offseason and look at and just work on for next year.
Yeah, did you just, between outings, you know, with so many rings, like, was that kind of a challenge just as far as maintenance stuff and recovering? Like, just kind of how did that go, being a starter this year?
Yeah, like I said, it was learning from each start and adding things, taking things away from my routine week to week. And it's kind of molded into what it is now as far as my routine. It's something that I'm pretty comfortable with, and I think it's something that I've found that's worked. So, yeah, I feel good about it.
Can you talk about the importance of, you mentioned team chemistry and how how close you guys have been. Talk about taking that on the road for these next couple of days, trying to end it as quickly as possible.
Yeah, I mean, you look at this last 34 games or 31 games, we're like 24-8 or something like that. I think it started in Hartford, funny enough. We kind of just started to come together a little bit closer. And we've got this mentality of, you know, we're going to take each game as an important playoff, almost playoff game. And, you know, I think you look at each game and we're playing a little bit different now. And it's funny, I think we're just starting to hit our stride. I think we're hitting it at the right time. So I'm happy with it. Obviously, this win was huge. Now we just need one more at their place. And we got some good starters on the bump the next two. Messenger's going to do his thing. I'm feeling good about it.
Who started that phrase, gas it up? Where did that really come from?
like, I hate to take credit for it, but it was me. It was me. I hate to be the one to take credit for it, but it, in Hartford, I was... It's kind of like a Star Wars reference. I don't know. Did Jones explain it to you guys?
No, I get it. I get it.
You get it? You get it?
I didn't hear the story.
So here's the story. We're this is our team, right? We're up in space. We're in the ship, right? We got a lot of talent, a lot of Jedi on board, but we don't have enough gas to get to light speed yet. We got to hit that light speed button. We hit it once we made playoffs. We had enough fuel. Now we're in light speed right now, playoffs. We just need three more wins. Three more wins. That's gas up the ships.
If it was Spaceballs, you hit Plaid. You know,
yeah, like that. I don't know that reference. I'm a Star Wars guy.
Okay. Now, there's one more guy I want you to take a listen to, and this was an interview that Stephen Cusumano did for the Somerset Patriots, obviously, on their channel, on their Twitter channel. And he speaks with Eric Reiselman, who the closer of the Somerset Patriots, also known as the Red Bull. Why is he named the Red Bull? It's because this guy has an incredible passion when he is on the mound, and he put it on full display in game one of this series against Hartford, where he was pumping his fist and getting all jacked up after Somerset won their game and took that 1-0 series lead before heading over to game two to finish that series off. So just take a listen in. This is great stuff. Man, take a listen.
Eric, first and foremost, we got to talk about game number one, closing that out. You earned a new nickname for your electricity on the mound, the Red Bull. What do you think about that?
You know, honestly, I love it. I love it because, you know, it's what we're all about as a team. I mean, we're playing with so much energy and passion, and we want to win more than anything right now. So if anything, it's fitting. That's what this team's all about, so I love it.
And you joined the team in July, and that was pretty much exactly when this really hot stretch started happening. Been playing playoff baseball for about a month now, and then you get into that big game and it's really no different than what you guys have been doing to make the playoffs on the last day of the season. What have you seen chemistry wise that makes this team special?
It's so much. I mean, you know, one of the biggest things is, like, we're not doing anything differently. You know, we're doing everything the same way. We're not switching it up. There's nothing that isn't working that we need to work. Everything's kind of clicking on all cylinders, and you know, it's a cool deal to be a part of. You know, it's like you got every guy on this team that wants to win, and when we're clicking on all cylinders and there's no issues to take care of, you know, the baseball part works itself out. So we're just having a good time.
For you individually, I mean, you've played 9 games over the last 2 years since you were drafted. How good does it feel just to be out here almost every night, closing out big games and just being a part of a team on the field every day?
I mean, I'm just smiling all the time. You know, it's awesome. This isn't something that I expected to be a part of so fast. You know, it's super, super special. I'm not taking anything for granted. Enjoying the time with the guys, enjoying, you know, this type of competition, the level that we play at, all of it, you know. So I could go piece by piece. It would probably take a couple hours, and I know we don't have that time. We got a game to play. So I love it, and I'm happy to be here.
So there you go, folks. Bailey Dees, again, overall in the year, 7-7 record, 4.25 ERA overall. But if you, again, take a look over the last month or so, he has been absolutely on point. Zach Messenger, also one of the top pitchers on this team, 3.06 ERA overall. He pitched very well in Game 2 of that series. And then you also include Tristan Vierling. This is a team that, over the last month or so, has played some of the best baseball it can, any team can, and it's also been because their starting pitching has really turned the corner. I mean, look at the strikeouts these guys have racked up. Dees, 145. Messenger, 136. Vierling, 132 strikeouts all on the season. And some of the top strikeout rates in minor league baseball this year. They have stood out. So, hey, look, I don't know what's going to happen in this league championship series. Anything is possible, especially when you're going up against teams like Erie and Akron. Both teams have been really at the top of the AA Eastern League all season long, but no team is playing as well or as hot right now as the Somerset Patriots, and it's going to be a lot of fun to see how this all plays out in this championship series over the next several days. Again, it begins on the road for Somerset on Sunday evening, and then it returns to TD Bank Ballpark on Tuesday for Game 2, and potentially Game 3 on Wednesday evening at 6:35. We're back right after this on Fox on the Road.